ABC Radio Australia.
And to look back at the year that was for PNG, I asked a friend of the show and One Talk journalist Belinda Quora to take me through the key stories from 2022. Good fellow morning, Luyu. Belinda, thank you so much for joining us show here on Pacific Beat.
Thank you very much for having me, Priyanka. It's always a pleasure to be with you here on Pacific Beat in the mornings.
And Belinda, we are doing this year in review. Today it's all about Papua New Guinea, and we can't do a year in review for 2022 without mentioning PNG's elections. Now, they were marred, as we know, by a lot of controversy, a lot of violence, but there were some good news out of the elections too, some silver linings. For you, Belinda, what were the key moments around the vote?
Thank you very much, Priyanka. I should admit it wasn't an easy task again to cover the elections here in Papua New Guinea for this year. I guess the highlights for me personally while covering would be the fact that we then again had a good number of female candidates who were contesting these elections. The Electoral Commission had confirmed in June this year that 142 women were contesting these seats, and a little lower to that of 2017, which was 167. I should say another highlight was voters were given a chance to vote for new MPs for brand new electorates, which reflected the need for better services, hopefully, into some of the larger electorates for the 2017 election, with the aim of allowing better deliverance of district and electorate funds and goods and services to those in rural areas. So from 111 seats for the 2017 election, this year saw an increase of open seats to 118. So I think that was a really a good thing for many of the larger electorates who were needing much needed services with limited funding. I guess the best part of covering the election this year for me especially was the urban seats in Port Moresby, especially for North East, where the voices of our female candidates were adamant and tough, and they fought so hard to ensure the transparent election process was carried out by the Electoral Commission and its offices, from voting to counting. The experience of staying with them and seeing how scrutineers and voters had showed concerns for the process itself and how they were investigated was something that I continue to hold up until today, because I found it to be very interesting to also cover. It may have been extended for far too long because some seats were still to be declared in NCD before Parliament even set for its sitting. But Parliament welcomed two female candidates following this year's election for the Medang Raiko seat and the Central Provincial seat. And it was really a celebratory moment for most citizens and voters in Papua New Guinea.
Yes, yes. I believe the first female MPs in a decade were voted in. So quite historic. I mean, looking at other, I guess, historic moments this year, historic for some, I guess, we saw a lot of scrutiny placed on China's growing influence, not just in PNG, but across the Pacific. What are you hearing there in Port Moresby on the streets there? Is this concern for regular people there in Papua New Guinea?
It has become evident enough for a lot of city residents to realize this growing influence by China, given the fact that the local media has also been able to cover extensively the visits by Chinese leaders in the past couple of months. But to be honest, it has been a struggling time also for businesses and citizens, including many families who have been hit hard with the increase of goods and services that most people who are living in the city and I've spoken to are embracing real and genuine help that will improve their lives, including the economy. Most I've spoken to, like my taxi driver, shows a great appreciation towards countries like Australia, our closest neighbours, who have continuously been there for us, but also welcomes those who are able to go a step further to ensure that he's able to make enough money for his small business and also to help his family family. So a lot of people are just and wanting some improvement to their lives. And if that can be also enabled with this growing influence, then it's welcomed by many. But that's basically from what I've got from people I've spoken to in the last couple of months.
Yes, I guess Belinda, those fundamental things like money and having a secure job is what matters, particularly after COVID-19, right? And the impact of things like border closures on Papua New Guinea's economy.
Definitely. People have come out struggling from COVID-19 due to the extensive lockdowns. And of course, I'm hoping that in the next couple of months, we can be able to see some improvement, maybe more improvement than this year.
Indeed. Now, let's turn to some good news stories, Belinda. I wanted to ask, through your reporting, your fabulous reporting with particularly One Talk this year, has there been any stories or someone you've interviewed that's really inspired you? What was your, I guess, journalism-related highlight for 2022?
And as you know, Priyanka, rugby league seems to be a very uniting topic for many of our Papua New Guineans. I guess it would be always the love of rugby league that continues to reflect how beautiful such occasions can amazingly unite clans and villages, including tribes, and the pride that I had when interviewing, I think, Papua New Guinea's former great NRL star, Marcos Bai, for One Talk. When the PNG Kumuls were in for the quarterfinal showdown with England in November this year, Marcos finished off by adding how wonderful it was to still back up a team during this trying times in the country, and especially after an election that broke many bridges amongst tribes. And the sport of rugby league continues to bring comfort for many who just want to feel good about being a Papua New Guinean. And I thought that finished off a good take for 2022 for me, and it was a message of hope, really. And it was all over social media. People, you know, stayed up till 4 a.m. just to watch their team, even if it's on the main road or at an open park. It was good to see that people are still using this sport as a way to, you know, still be able to jump together and embrace a team that is from Papua New Guinea.
Yes. Sport definitely does that, isn't it? Brings people together and makes you look at the, I guess, happier things in life. And is there anything that you wish received more attention, perhaps, out of Papua New Guinea?
Yes, I guess the awareness and information surrounding the role of the fourth estate or the media in Papua New Guinea, I feel like it could have been better utilized and understood by not only those in authority, the government and stakeholders, but as also citizens in general. I feel that with so many things that's happening in all the sectors, it would be good to highlight how mainstream media remains very different from social media platforms, and how they can be able to work together to disseminate information into the future more independently, I guess. I guess this is vital when the media remains very small still in Papua New Guinea. Thus, the task of penetrating to every home becomes a day-to-day challenge. And getting this process right, I feel, as a journalist, will be able to help the role and the image of the media, especially traditional media here in Papua New Guinea.
Yes, and so important in fighting misinformation as well, isn't it? It's not the same as social media, these traditional sources, and should be protected. Well, let's look at the year ahead then, Belinda. We've been discussing about the stories that made 2022, but are there any stories for 2023 that you're most excited about? Is there an issue or a story that you're keeping an eye on?
For now, I guess I still want to keep track of our two female MPs and what they're doing. In the next couple of months, how they're progressing and what challenges they may be already faced with into the next couple of years. I am also very much interested, and this is something that it's talked about maybe in the islands areas of the country because they're actually feeling it. But I'd also like to look more at climate change and how not only the effects it's already having that we're writing little to probably no stories about, and also how PNG and its role in coming up with a legislative framework to regulate carbon trade for PNG and what that means for Papua New Guineans and our local people. So it would be good to get a sense of what people feel about the word climate change itself, and also try to see how PNG is able to help itself into the future when it comes to that.
Yes, fascinating. Oh, I hope you do those stories, Belinda. That sounds very, very interesting. And I've got a tricky question for you, Belinda, because we often talk about our highlights of the year. But what are you least looking forward to next year as a journalist? Is there a story that you just are dreading covering next year?
Okay, I think I don't know why it's always associated with PNG, but it seems to be the case most year round, and that's the issue of gender-based violence and violence in general. Priyanka, I hope in 2023, I hope that we may find more solutions that are able to better address this issue and pump more money where it can be able to find solutions and permanent solutions. I know we cannot be able to do that, as soon as possible, but especially seeing a decrease of these cases in all our communities would be something that I'd like to probably follow up on and also cover in the next couple of weeks.
Yes. I mean, it's one of those issues that as a journalist, you don't want to cover because you hope it doesn't happen in your communities, domestic violence and gender-based violence. But it is so important to bring that attention and hopefully resources and solutions, as you said, will follow that attention. So yes, good choice there. Let's hope there's less of that in 2023. Thanks, Belinda.